This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:04 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:04 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewy knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Lauderdale, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium.
Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Goodoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Botkins Fieldhouse. I am Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM alongside Chuck McBee. And we are here for a non-conference showdown between the visiting New Bremen Cardinals and the home Botkins Trojans. And Chuck, I tell you, if it's a game you and I are doing, apparently it's going to have overtime somewhere involved during the evening. And the JV game right now, 33-32. New Bremen on top, pending a second free throw coming up. And that's been the story of the last week when you and I have been doing games, hasn't it?
If we're doing a game, it seems like we're going to be doing an overtime game. But, hey, that's better than a 30-pointer.
Exactly. And you've got a good look at both of these squads over the last 2 weeks. Of course, you and I had the call of New Bremen at Rushi last week, a tremendous overtime contest and a game that the JV game also went into overtime. And then we had the double overtime affair between the Botkins Trojans and Tri-Village Patriots on Sunday at Flying to the Hoop and had a near overtime game against Anna later that night.
Yeah.
But besides that Sunday Botkins game, you also saw the Trojans on Tuesday with Jack at Rushi, another close contest. These are two of the area's best teams. There's no doubt about that. And two teams I think that could match up pretty evenly, too.
Well, I think they will. I mean, Aaron Tiemann against Rushi was just a monster. He had 25 points. Oh, that was close for the winner right there. But, New Bremen has the talent to play with Botkins. I saw him against Fort Laramie, and they got thumped. I saw him beat Rushi. So they're kind of an up-and-down team, but they
yes.
have talent. They got Reese Boosie, who is an outstanding basketball player, Tiemann, Bergman. It just goes down the line. They can throw people at you all over the court.
Yeah, speaking of there some inconsistencies and getting thumped, we saw them be thumped in that first quarter against Rushi, and they clawed back in it and were able to run away from that gym with a win last week.
Yeah.
The JV game went to New Bremen, 34-32. As you heard Chuck say, when the shot happened, Botkins had a good look, could not get it to fall. Hayden Zeller, according to the New Bremen JV roster, is the young man who made the two free throws to put the Cardinals ahead, and we should be starting the countdown clock here momentarily for the varsity game as both varsity squads are ready to come on in and warm up. We thank you for listening to this broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Tonight's anchor underwriting sponsors on Scores Broadcast include American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Your Amazing Glass Connection, AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Goffney Furniture. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scorer's founding partner in 2006-2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. And, of course, our broadcast partner, WMBR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New sponsors in the last several months include the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, with an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victor's Health and Wellness in Anna, receive online care at victorshealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. And the cell phone shop on Harshman Plaza on Harshman Road, which is south of Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention scoresbroadcast.com and get 15% off. New Bremen is entering tonight's game with a record of 12-2. They were victorious last night over Parkway in a Midwest Athletic Conference game, 55-38. And Botkins is entering tonight's game with an overall record of 14-1. They had the night off in Shelby County Athletic League play last night. Their most recent win, we mentioned it a little earlier, was this past Tuesday, a 55-48 victory over Rushi at Rushi. It was the game that Chuck and Jack had here on scoresbroadcast.com. Additional underwriting sponsors include Bruckens in Fort Laramie. There's no good eating place quite like it. Custom foam products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Reese Myring and Company CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Laramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Regal Trophy and Awards on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. The Shelby County the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie. We will keep you moving forward. And these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 537 East Main Street in Rushi. In Rushi, excuse me. Francis Schulze, as we just mentioned, is a proud sponsor here of the pregame coverage on scoresbroadcast.com. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components as well. For New Bremen, you have a squad that has very balanced scoring overall on the year, with Aaron Tiemann, Reese Bussey, both having had big games recently in games we've covered on scoresbroadcast.com, and then Trevor Bergman as well has shown the ability to score some points. If the Cardinals can get that three-headed monster going tonight, the more the better. They'll be in good shape, and they also have the height that can go inside against a tall Botkins Trojan squad. The key building components for the Botkins Trojans, we've seen them win game after game all year long with the two Plymans. Those two are the real big building components for Botkins. If both of them can get going too, and especially Carter Plyman, he's shown to be the real X factor. The ability to score inside and out, get the big rebounds, runs the team as point guard. If he's on it tonight, the Trojans will be in good shape. Those are the key building components for these two clubs, New Bremen and Watkins. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Ruschi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Ruschi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We're here on scoresbroadcast.com, getting ready for the non-conference contest between New Bremen and Watkins. And Chuck, when you look at teams that need to have height to go against a team like Watkins, New Bremen is one of the few area D4 squads that has tall players that can match it. And it all starts with Reese Mussey, a tremendous 6'4" forward that can really do it all for him.
Yeah, he's a good scorer. He rebounds well. He is the key. I've seen him, like I said, we've seen him say it three times. I've seen him have two games where he really didn't score well. He turned an ankle against Lormie early in the season and didn't really play much and didn't score a whole lot on Tuesday night against Ruschi. But and I don't know. I can't remember, but I don't think Rindler had more than two or four points.
Yes.
But boy, Aaron Thiemann just took over. He was outstanding.
And I mentioned Thiemann, Bergman, and Bussey a little bit ago, but you're absolutely right. Nathan Rindler, another big key for New Bremen, 6'6" senior post. He is a real tough inside presence, and that could pose some problems for the Watkins Trojans. But I tell you, Jack, when you've got Jacob Wyman, 16.8 points per game, 8.2 rebounds per game, a 6'6" senior on the inside that is strong and is a tremendous player and a player that's got great experience over these last couple of years, too, you're anchored as any team to have that type of player on the inside for you.
Well, I mean, and he goes inside, he goes outside. He's a heck of a basketball player. I think it's between him and McCain Finkenbein, who is the Shelby County League Player of the Year, and it really comes down to what your preference is, because they're two totally different type of basketball players, but they're both outstanding basketball players. Tuesday night at Ruschi, Jack Dietz was sick, was not there. Jaden Wendell, sick, not there. Dylan Topp, out for the season, tore his knee up a week ago Friday. They were really undermanned. They started Ryland Paul, a 5'10 sophomore, who doesn't have a ton of experience, and he didn't do a bad job. And then Herzog and Stewart had good games for Watkins Tuesday night also.
And that depth that Watkins has makes them extremely dangerous because they can afford to lose a player like Topp and continue rolling. We are going to have a one-minute radio station break coming up. This is scoresbroadcast.com. It is the New Bremen Cardinals taking on the Watkins Trojans tonight here at the Coliseum. And we'll be back right after this one-minute radio station break. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Welcome back to the Coliseum in Watkins. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee, and we are here for New Bremen taking on Watkins in a big non-conference contest. Last night, New Bremen was victorious 55-38 over Parkway. The Cardinals were on top 14-4 at the end of the first quarter, and they just gradually pulled away even further from there. Reese Twisty, which we mentioned a little bit ago, Chuck, is their big player, led them last night. He had 14 points in that game. Trevor Bergman had 10 points, and Aaron Thiemann had 9 points in last night's victory. Of course, Bakkens has been idle since their victory on Tuesday against Rushi.
Well, Carter Plyman Tuesday night really didn't do. I mean, he was handling the point. Wendell wasn't there. He pretty much had to do it by himself. But in that fourth quarter, he scored 9 points in the fourth quarter. Really turned it on and was the difference in a basketball game.
Bussey overall this year is leading the Cardinals with an average of 12 points per game. Bergman also a big score this season for New Bremen. He is averaging on the season 8.6 points per game. And Thiemann, we've talked about him a lot recently too, and we saw him have a tremendous game against Rushi a week ago here on scoresbroadcast.com. He is averaging 8.5 points per game, and of course had 25 in that victory over the Raiders exactly a week ago. Again, that was a fantastic contest, and it could be another one tonight between these two squads. Nathan Rindler, who we mentioned a little bit ago, is averaging 5.4 points and 4.1 rebounds per game for the Cardinals. And we mentioned some Bakken statistics a little earlier when we were looking over our Francis Schulze key building components. But looking more at the Trojans, besides Jacob Plyman, who we mentioned, Jameson Meyer averaging 10.2 points per game, and Carter Plyman averaging just short of 10 points per game, 4.5 rebounds per game, and about 4 assists per game as well. He is the do-everything player for the Trojans. There is no doubt about that. And when it comes to do-everything for cell phones, the cell phone shop in North Dayton can do that for you, and we're going to hear from them right now, this new sponsor. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone shop. ShopDayton.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schulze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Welcome back to Botkins Coliseum. I'm Bryant Billing alongside Chuck McPhee here on scoresbroadcast.com. We are close to the start of this contest between the visiting New Bremen Cardinals and the home Botkins Trojans. New Bremen entering tonight's game with an overall record of 12-2. And in the Midwest Athletic Conference, they have had a lot of success this year and are currently in the standings, tied for first place with an undefeated record along with the Versailles Tigers, although Versailles does have a one-game advantage in terms of games that they've played. Versailles 6-0 right now, New Bremen 5-0. And Botkins overall this year 14-1, and they sit atop the Shelby County Athletic League in first place. We're going to step away here for the national anthem. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups, and we will get the game underway. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangeman-FH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And welcome back to Botkins Coliseum. I'm Ryan Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McPhee. A huge game in store for you tonight. New Bremen comes to town with a 12-2 overall record, taking on the 14-1 Botkins Trojans, ranked number one in Division Four in the most recent Associated Press state poll. Both starting lineups are being introduced right now, and we have them for you here as well. First for New Bremen, a 5'11" senior guard, Trevor Bergman. And they shut the lights off on me as they are introducing the Botkins starting lineup here. But luckily, flashlight on my phone comes in to save the day. Continuing on with the starting lineup for New Bremen, a 6'1" senior guard, Nick Allig. A 6'4" senior guard forward, Reese Boosey. A 6'6" senior post, Nathan Rindler. And a 6'2" junior guard, David Holman. And now your starting lineup for the Bakken Trojans. First up for Bakken, you have, as they are also introducing him in the background here, a 5'9" senior guard, Jameson Meyer. I've lost the roster, Chuck. Here we go. I'm back at it. I'm really struggling in the dark here. Continuing on for Bakken, we mentioned Jameson Meyer already. Starting, of course, at point guard for the Trojans, a 6'4" junior guard forward, whatever you want to call him. He does it all, Carter Poyman. A 5'9" senior guard, Jaden Wendell. A 6'4" sophomore forward, Elijah Stewart. And rounding it out, of course, the big man inside, a 6'6" senior forward, Jacob Plyman. Elijah Stewart getting the starting nod tonight for the Trojans, Chuck. That's a difference. They had been going with Herzog in the, well, at least as of Sunday, the last game I had seen them play. I believe, if I remember right from talking to Jack, he also started against Bakken on Tuesday, though I'm not sure of that.
Yeah, he did, and he had to because Wendell and Dietz both were gone. So
okay.
Ryland Paul actually also started at a guard in that game.
That's right. I remember hearing that as well. And, of course, Stewart and Herzog both playing a lot more now the injury of Dylan Topp last week. And we've really been impressed with Stewart in the games we've seen him in so far this year. Besides being a key player now, he has a promising future for the Trojans as well. The lights come back on as Bakken is done with their pregame introductions. And the Trojans get the tip-off, and we're underway. They work the ball around inside to Jacob Plyman. He puts up a shot. It's no good. New Bremen gets the rebound. It's home, and he races coast to coast, tries to get a layup to fall, and he does, and that puts the Cardinals up 2-0. 7:28 and counting left in the first quarter here on ScoreWarsBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Bodkin's going back to work on its end. Plyman goes up inside, misses a shot. New Bremen gets the long rebound. Nick Alec races down the court for the Cardinals. New Bremen works it over to Holman on the right wing. Holman drives inside, throws it back out to the left corner. They work it over to Bergman on the left wing. He goes inside, puts up a shot. It's no good. There's Jacob Plyman for the rebound. He gives it off to his brother Carter, and Carter is now working it across half court. 6:45 and counting. 2-0 lead for New Bremen over Bakken. Carter Plyman throws it inside to Jacob. They exchange again, and Carter has a shot blocked, and he is called for an offensive foul. He goes down hard on the court, and he is struggling to get up, and he's helped to his feet by his teammates. He's holding his left shoulder as he gets up. It was a potential nice play there, Chuck. Jacob Plyman had a nice pass to him, but...
Well, he got him in traffic, and actually the pass got him in trouble. But you need to be cognizant of what's in front of you and realize that sometimes you're not going to get to the rim. You got to pull up.
So after that offensive foul, New Bremen goes back to work on its end. Alec has it on the right wing. He throws it to Holman. Holman drives inside, puts up a shot. No good there for the rebound. And put back is Rindler. 4-0 New Bremen lead over Bakken. 6:15 and counting left in the first quarter. Carter Plyman works the ball past half court. Dribbles right wing, goes inside, puts up a shot. No good. They're fighting for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be New Bremen ball last off of Bakken.
Not a very good start for the Trojans, that's for sure.
No, and a great start for New Bremen. The opposite of what they had happen to them last Saturday in that game we did at Rushi. That was all Rushi first quarter. New Bremen fought back and won in overtime. So far, Cardinals on top 4-0, 5:50 and counting left in the first quarter. As New Bremen works it on their side again, although there with it was Holman. The ball goes out of bounds. It will be Bodkin's ball. Holman lost control of it as he was trying to drive inside. Did he get tripped up, Chuck?
Yeah, I mean, I think he just tried to go to his left hand and lost control of it. There was no touch on the ball.
Carter Plyman works it across half court, throws it over to Jacob, right wing. Jacob Weinman goes back to Wendell. Wendell just inside the top of the key goes to Meyer. Meyer throws a pass to Carter Weinman, but it's intercepted by Holman, who drives the length of the court and gets a layup to push New Bremen's lead to 6-0, 5:23 and counting left in the first quarter now.
That was a much harder shot he just made than the one he missed the time before.
Bakken's back on its end. Jacob Weinman goes up for a shot inside. No good, but he was fouled. Weinman had just taken a nice pass from Jamison Meyer. Weinman will now go to the free throw line. Picking up the foul was Bergman for New Bremen. That was his first. Each team now with one foul. Of course, Bakken's first foul was that offensive one just a little bit ago. Jacob Weinman misses the first free throw. Second one is coming up. On the season, Jacob Weinman is shooting at 72% from the free throw line. His second attempt goes through, nothing but net, and Bakken's is on the board, but trailing New Bremen 6-1, 5:10 and counting left in the first quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Holman with it left wing. He throws it to Bussey. Bussey, top of the key, goes back to Rindler. Rindler goes over to Bergman on the left wing. Bergman goes inside, puts a shot off the glass. No good. Teams are fighting for the rebound. Carter Weinman comes away with it near the top of the key. The rest of the Trojans rush back. Weinman takes it across half court. Bakken's goes to work. Carter Weinman with it. Throws it over to Meyer. Meyer way outside on the right side. Meyer dribbling. Meyer still dribbling. Goes to Carter Weinman at the top of the key. Weinman with it. Dribbles left side. Throws it inside to Jacob Weinman. Jacob Weinman goes up with a shot. No good. Stewart tried to come away with a rebound for Bakken's, but Holman rips it away for New Bremen. The Cardinals rush it back, and Holman throws a pass inside to Rindler. Bakken's gets it, dribbles the length of the court. Carter Weinman goes up for a shot. No good. We have a whistle blown. Looks like that's going to be...
It went out of bounds, and the last person to touch it was Jacob Weinman.
So New Bremen will keep it. They're on top, 6-1. Just over 4 minutes left to play here in this first quarter as New Bremen takes it in. Into the game is Thiemann for New Bremen. He had it, just passed it off. Holman has it now. Holman goes back to Thiemann. Thiemann, top of the key, gets called for an offensive foul.
He did get an arm in there. I thought it could have gone either way because Meyer reached in, but Thiemann did shove him off. So
Thiemann picks up the foul there, not Jamison Meyer. And after that, Jamison Meyer now walking it up the court for the Trojans. Meyer goes to Wendell on the right wing. Wendell inside to Stewart. Stewart turns, shoots, rolls off the rim, no good. Carter Weinman comes in, gets the rebound, and he is fouled. They're saying it's in the act of shooting as he was going for the putback, so Carter Weinman will go to the free throw line. David Holman picked up the foul for New Bremen. Carter Weinman's first attempt is up through nothing but net. Second one is coming up. Carter Weinman on the year is shooting an even 60% from the floor, from the free throw line. Impressively, he's shooting 50% from the floor. Second free throw is no good. It's a really nice shooting percentage, especially from your athletic point guard like that when you're hitting 50% of your shots from the floor.
He does a good job of getting from the point guard to the rim.
So after Carter Weinman splits those pair of free throws, New Bremen leads 6-2, 3:18 and counting, but make that 8-2 as driving inside and getting a shot to fall was Aaron Thiemann. So 8-2 New Bremen now, just over 4 minutes to play in the first quarter.
Well, how good a team do you have when Thiemann doesn't play the first 4 minutes of the first quarter?
Back on Bakken's end, Meyer throws up a long three, no good, off the front of the rim. New Bremen gets the rebound and goes back to work on its side. Thiemann with it, throws it inside to Rindler. Rindler goes over to Holman on the left wing. Holman dribbles inside, now goes back outside, close to the baseline, throws a pass. It was intercepted by Carter Weinman, but he stepped out of bounds with it. He was off balance. tried to keep his balance after he caught it, but he gets a foot out as he tries to steady himself. And New Bremen's going to take it in from under its own basket now. 2:41 left. The clock has stopped pending this inbounds pass. 8-2 lead for New Bremen. The Cardinals get it in. With it is Bergman. Bergman throws a pass over on the right wing to Alleg. And Nick Alleg gets a 3-2 fall. Nothing but net. New Bremen on top of Botkins. 11-2 with 2:33 left in the first quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And welcome back to Botkins Coliseum. I'm Brian Billingen for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee. New Bremen on top 11-2 here in the first quarter. And anybody interested in NFL news that hasn't heard, Cincinnati Bengals victorious, Chuck, over Tennessee.
Yeah, good field goal at the buzzer.
But back to work here in Botkins, 11-2 lead, 2:30 and counting after Botkins takes the ball in, and they're trying to get something going here, trailing by 9 to New Bremen. Wendell has it right wing for the Trojans. He goes back to Meyer. Meyer goes to Plyman. Plyman left wing back to Meyer. Meyer goes inside to Stewart. Stewart back out to Wendell, who puts up a three and gets it to fall from the right wing. Nothing but net. Boy, do the Trojans need that. That is their first field goal of the game. It came with 2:05 left in the first quarter. New Bremen 11-5 on top of Botkins now. The Cardinals working back on their end. Alleg, top of the key, throws it to Rindler. Rindler goes inside, spins, puts up a shot, in and out. Jacob Plyman is there for the rebound. For Botkins, he hands it off to Carter Plyman, and Plyman takes it across half court. Carter Plyman just across half court, dribbling it. He throws it over to Meyer, and they exchange again. Carter Plyman to Wendell. Wendell, right wing, goes to Plyman. Plyman over to Meyer, left wing. Three, nothing but net from the left wing. A Wendell and a Meyer three, and it's a three-point game.
Last two times down the floor, great ball movement to get good shots out of their offense.
New Bremen clinging to an 11-8 lead, back on its end. Thiemann puts up a three, way off. Botkins gets the rebound. And the Trojans go back to work on their end now. They've just cut this 9-point lead down to 4. Carter Plyman, right wing, throws a pass to Jacob Plyman. Jacob Plyman dribbles from the right, goes in, puts up a shot. It is no good. New Bremen gets the rebound with 35 seconds left. And the Cardinals go back to work on their end. Bergman has it on the top of the key. He goes over to Thiemann. And the Cardinals work it around. Now with it is Bergman. Bergman, left wing, bounce pass inside to Rindler. Rindler, bounce pass back out to Thiemann. Thiemann dribbles inside, goes back outside to Bergman. He puts up a three from the left wing. No good. Botkins rebound with 10 seconds left. Meyer gets it across half court. Meyer pulls up for a three from the volleyball line. And he gets it. Unreal. Jamison Meyer showing his range there. And that three-pointer at the buzzer ties it 11-11. New Bremen and Botkins in a thriller after a big start by the Cardinals, a big finish by the Trojans to tie it up here at the end of the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee here at Bodkins Coliseum. We head to the second quarter tied 11-11 between New Bremen and the host Trojans. And Chuck, what an end to that first quarter there. Three consecutive three-pointers by Bodkins ties this up.
Yeah, they were shooting too close earlier.
Apparently they were, and Meyer with that buzzer beater there from the volleyball line. Just a tremendous shot. We've seen him hit long ones, and he goes up for another one there. This one's missed. Bodkins gets the rebound, though. He made a nice long one at Jackson Center a couple of weeks ago, too, that Jack and I had the call on here. Meyer went up for another long three, no good, and the ball goes off, out of bounds, off of a New Bremen player. Bodkins will keep it. New Bremen had the first possession of the second quarter and missed a shot. Bodkins got the rebound and worked it back down to their end, and now we have these two. Meyer misses, and the Trojans now going back to work after taking it in. Carter Plyman has it. He goes outside on the left corner to Wendell. Wendell goes to Jacob Plyman. Jacob Plyman with it on the right wing. Dribbles and throws a short pass to Meyer. Meyer goes back to Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman dribbles back out, now steps up, throws it over to Meyer. Right wing. Meyer goes inside, puts up a mid-ranger, and he gets it to fall. Bodkins on top for the first time tonight. 13-11 over New Bremen at 6:40 and counting now in this second quarter.
Well, that's 11 straight points for the Trojans.
And Meyer has scored
eight
of them, yes. All but that Wendell three, which got this run going. New Bremen back on its end, going to work. Drive inside and putting up a shot is Reese Bussey. The shot is no good. He was fouled as he shot, so he'll go to the free throw line. Again, New Bremen was on top 11-2. Those first 2 points were just free throws by Bodkins. They've scored the last 11 points now. New Bremen ends that run, though. Bussey gets the first free throw to fall. Second one is coming up. Clock stopped with 6:24 left in this second quarter. Bussey's second free throw off the back of the rim. Almost went in, but then rattles out. Jacob Plyman is there for the rebound. He gives it to Jamison Meyer, and Meyer works it across half court. There, stealing a pass from Meyer was Alec. He throws it back across the court. The Cardinals go to work, launching a three from the left wing is Bussey. It's no good, but New Bremen gets the long rebound. Holman, right side, wanted to dribble in, dribbles back out. Now along the baseline, drives inside, puts up a shot off the rim. No good. There is Stewart for the rebound for Bodkins. He gives it to Meyer, and Meyer takes it across half court. 5:43 and counting now left in the second quarter. Bodkins on top, 13-12. Wendell, right wing, goes inside. Ball is knocked away from behind. I think that was Alec that knocked it loose. Bodkins will keep it. I'll take it in from in front of the visiting stands. The Trojans work it into Meyer. Meyer goes back out near half court. Dribbling, he throws it over to Wendell on the right wing. Wendell with it, looking, passes to Jacob Plyman at the top of the key. Plyman goes inside, puts a shot off the glass. Beautiful drive down the lane there, and he's able to get that to fall. 15-12 lead now for Botkins over New Bremen.
He has really developed his left hand here in his senior year.
New Bremen back on its end, trying to find something now. Holman goes inside, puts up a shot, and he gets it to fall with his left hand.
Yeah.
That makes it a one-point game again, 15-14. The Trojans on top, 4:48 and counting left in the second quarter. Wendell with it on the left side, goes to Jacob Kleinman, top of the key. He puts up a three, no good. Holman grabs the rebound and is pushed by Stewart and falls out of bounds. Stewart's going to pick up the foul there. And New Bremen will take it in from under the Botkins basket. A couple of substitutions coming in, including for New Bremen, Tiemann and Nick Alec. They're back into this game. Bergman walks it across half court. New Bremen goes back to work on its end. Now with it is Alec. Alec on the right wing. Dribbles right corner. Puts up a three. No good. Meyer is there underneath the basket for the rebound. And he takes it across half court. Meyer dribbling with it right side. Backs off. Throws to Wendell. Wendell near half court. Throws a bounce pass to Stewart, who nearly loses it, but saves it and throws it into Meyer. Meyer with it, right corner, drives inside, puts up a shot, no good. Kleinman and some New Bremen players are fighting for the rebound. Coming away with it is Wendell. He goes back to Meyer on the left wing, and Meyer gets the shot to fall. And he was he fouled as he shot? Nope, no foul, the official says. He did fall down after that three.
Well, I think that there was a foul. It was on the official, because the official's the one that bumped him after he shot it.
Okay. So that Meyer three gives Botkins an 18-14 lead over New Bremen with 3:52 left in the second quarter. And I stand corrected. That was Rylan Paul, who is in off the bench, who got the assist on that.
Yep, got the rebound.
And the rebound, the long rebound, too. Yes, Wendell is on the bench momentarily. So Rylan Paul in. You mentioned earlier, Chuck, that he's got the starting nod on Tuesday when there was some sick Botkins Trojans when they played at Rushi. New Bremen draws a quick foul back on its end. Holman was inside and went up for a shot. No good. But picking up the foul was Wendell, who's back in now.
Just to confuse you.
Yes. He came back in after the collision with the official there previously, as Chuck was describing. So 18-14 lead for Botkins. 3:41 left in the second quarter. Holman at the line. His second shot goes through. Nothing but net. That cuts the gap down to 18-15. Meyer works the ball across half court for Botkins. He throws a bounce pass to Paul. Paul, right wing, throws a pass cross court to Meyer. Meyer comes up with it. He's dribbling. Throws it back over to Paul. Paul has it ripped away by a couple of New Bremen players. There's a scrum past half court. And it is out of bounds off of Meyer as he was trying to save it. And New Bremen will take it in from half court. Holman with the inbounds pass. He throws it in to Bergman. Bergman goes over to Tiemann. Tiemann on the left wing. Dribbles inside. Pulls up for a jumper. Rattles in and out. Ball goes out of bounds. Wendell looked to be fighting for the rebound. It's off of him and then off of a New Bremen player. And the Trojans will take it in from under the New Bremen basket. 3:05 and counting now. Left in the second quarter. 18-15 lead for Botkins over New Bremen. Wendell with it goes to Meyer on the right wing. Meyer goes to Jacob Kleinman. Kleinman throws a dart inside to Stewart, but Tiemann rips it away. Tiemann goes back across court, throws it to Bussey. He puts up a shot. No good.
Blocked by Kleinman.
Nice block there as Botkins goes back to work on its end, firing up a three from the left wing is Wendell. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds after that missed three. It will be New Bremen ball.
Boy, that was a heck of a block by Blyman at the other end.
He has the ability to get up there, too.
And he always controls it. I mean, to jump and swat a ball out of bounds, it looks good. But to be able to get the block and control it so you get the basketball, that's a little more impressive to me.
Yes, yes. I agree. It's more impressive to me as well. It is. You see a lot of big guys, Chuck, who can't move that well. But
right.
Jacob Lyman is not one of them.
No, he's very athletic.
New Bremen got the ball back to its end. Botkins picked up a foul. New Bremen takes it back in. They go back to work. They're firing up a three. Is Bussey from the top of the key. No good. A scrum for the rebound. New Bremen got it back. Coming away with it there is Trevor Bergman. And as Botkins was coming over and trying to potentially force a jump ball or something, New Bremen coach Corey Stevens calls a timeout. We'll stay here on scoresbroadcast.com and tell you about Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yinks to see him at his new Greenville location. Phone 330-524-3984. At your local Pro Hardware stores, get big savings on DeWalt Power Tools, plus save on solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in just 3 days. Like us on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. A new location at 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices at professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. New Bremen works it in, and they hit one of the luckiest three-pointers I've ever seen, Chuck, off the back of the rim.
And then
falls in, and yes, Trevor Bergman knocks it down. Bakken's trying to answer, can't come up with it. Lyman misses the shot, and New Bremen goes back to work. Bergman's lucky three tied it 18-18. About 20 seconds later now, 1:32 and counting, as New Bremen is trying to take the lead again, working the ball on its end. The Cardinals go inside. Ringler has it, nearly lost it, and does. Jamison Meyer comes away with it. He throws back up to Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman goes to Jacob Plyman. He goes inside and puts up a shot. No good. He was fouled as he shot. He will go to the line for two free throws. And Rindler picks up that foul. That's his first. Botkins 5 team fouls in his first half. New Bremen 4. Tie game pending these Jacob Plyman free throws. First one is up. No good. Second one coming up. The clock stopped with 1:16 left in the second quarter. Plyman, we mentioned earlier, shooting at a pretty decent clip from the season from the free throw line. 73%. His second shot is up and goes through, nothing but net, and that gives Botkins the lead again, 19-18, after Bergman's three a few moments ago tied it. New Bremen going to work back on its end. Bergman with it on the left wing. He goes over in the left corner to Holman. Holman goes back to Bergman. Bergman goes back out, dribbles right side. Dribbles around the arc on the right side and throws a pass over to Bussey. Bussey goes to Rindler. Rindler looks, goes over to Holman. Holman near half court goes to Bussey. Bussey goes back to Holman. Holman wanted to shoot, does it. 36 seconds and counting now. With it is Bergman. Bergman throws a pass inside to Holman. He puts up a shot, no good. And the ball is last off of New Bremen players and will be Botkins' ball. The Trojans will take it out from under the New Bremen basket with 29.9 seconds left here in this second quarter. And there is a jump ball called. Chuck, I was looking down and missed that.
He just threw it in and didn't realize he was there. It turned, and it's almost like he handed it to him, but they get the ball still.
Possession arrow favoring Botkins, so the Trojans get it again. And this time, they're going to try to work it down past half court, and Carter Plyman does. 17 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. Carter Plyman with it. Dribbles right side, goes inside, then back to Jacob Plyman, who drives inside, puts up a shot, and he gets it to fall as he was fouled. Well, he'll go to the free throw line here with 7 seconds left for the opportunity for a three-point play.
That was on Bussey, and he, I think he had position, but he was standing directly under the basket, and I think that's why the official called the block. And that's, to me, is an outstanding call.
Kleiman, pending the second free throw here, has given Bodkins a 21-18 lead with 7 seconds left. Free throw is up. It's through. Nothing but net. A reminder, we'll be taking a 2-minute radio station break here at halftime. A 2-minute radio station break coming up. New Bremen working it on its end, trying to get something before the buzzer. Teeming with it. He throws up a heaver from the left corner before the buzzer. It's way off. And the buzzer sounds to end the second quarter. Bodkins leads New Bremen 22-18 here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And we'll be back right after this 2-minute radio station break on Scores Broadcast.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorshealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
We thank you very much to our radio station sponsors on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. The sponsors include Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Halftime is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. And here to recap this 22-18 first half that sees Bodkins on top of New Bremen is Chuck McBee.
Well, New Bremen had a great start. They had the 11-2 lead late in the first quarter, and then 3 threes, 2 by Meyer and 1 by Wendell. It got it tied. Now they lead at 22-18 at the half. They have a 15-11 rebounding advantage. Each team has 3 offensive fouls. The Trojans turned it over 4 times. Cardinals 3. 2-for-4 from the free throw line for New Bremen. Bodkins 4-of-7 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for New Bremen. They were led by David Homan with 7. They got 3 from Alec, 3 from Bergman, 2 from Tiemann, 2 from Rindler, and a free throw from Bussey. They scored 11-7, 18 for the first half. Bodkins led by Jamison Meyer with 11. Jacob Plyman with 7. 3 for Jaden Wendell, and a free throw for Carter Plyman. They scored 11 in each quarter. Lead at 22-18 at the half.
Chuck, you said jokingly there during that three-point barrage to end the first quarter that Bakkens was shooting it too close to start off with. And, you know, it's not often that you will see a team with 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", you know, Jaden, or excuse me, on the bench you've got 6'3", 2", and Jordan Herzog. But it was honestly true, and when you have a shooter like Jameson Meyer that you can get to hit those shots, it just makes you so much more difficult to defend. Great job by New Bremen there early, but what can you do when somebody can hit those threes like that from the volleyball line, too?
Well, it's obvious that they're surrounding Jacob Blyman, and everything he is shooting is contested. But if you're doing that, you're allowing people to set up on the arc, and that's what Bakkens did to come back. They hit four threes there in the first half, and that's the reason they've got the four-point lead. You pick your poison. Which do you want to stop? You know, now they got to talk about it and see if they want to continue to surround him or if they want to step out and make sure that they've got a hand in Meyer's face.
Halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com has been presented by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And as our fearless leader Jack Kramer likes to say, this organization could not have started in 2006 without the support of Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. They were a Scores founding partner in 2006-2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. I am Ryan Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee here at Bakkens Coliseum. The Trojans, after trailing 11-2 in the first quarter, are on top over New Bremen at halftime, 22-18. You are listening to today's game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And you are listening to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Tonight's anchor underwriting sponsors on Scores Broadcast are American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Again, Clancy's Restaurant on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, price right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank, and SecureCom and Minster. SecureCom, S-E-C-U-R-COM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. New Bremen gets the ball to start things off here in the third quarter. There from the right wing, firing up a long three, is Bussy. It's no good. Botkins is there for the rebound, and the Trojans go to work, but there with a steal and driving layup is Holman. No good, though. Blocked by Carter Plyman. New Bremen is able to get the rebound, though, and they'll go back to work on their end. With it is Bergman. He drives inside, then pulls back out, throws the pass to Holman, who gets a shot to fall off the glass inside, and that cuts the gap to 22-20. 7:05 and counting left in the third quarter. Watkins goes back to work on its end after that turnover on the last possession and will try to find its first basket of the second half. Wendell pulls up for a mid-range jumper. No good, but there for the putback. Inside is Jacob Plyman. And that makes it a four-point game again. The Trojans on top, 6:45 and counting left in the third quarter. Holman from the top of the key throws it back to Bergman. Bergman drives inside, puts up a shot off the glass, no good. Elijah Stewart comes away with the rebound for Botkins. He gives it to Jamison Meyer, and Meyer walks it across half court. Meyer passes to Carter Plyman. Plyman, bounce pass to Wendell, but there taking it away is Holman. Holman goes up for a layup, no good. Alec gets the rebound. The Cardinals throw it back out. Now with it, Holman, right wing, three, no good. Jacob Plyman gets the rebound.
Boy, this is really a ragtag game. Each team just coming down and launching the ball. Referees are letting them play. I
yes.
like that.
Yes, they are. Botkins on top of New Bremen, 24-20, just under six to play now. Plyman drives inside and gets a shot to fall as he's fouled. Clock stops with 5:53 left after that Plyman basket. He'll go to the free throw line for the opportunity for a three-point play. Picking up the first foul of the second half was Nathan Ringler. That's his second. Not too many fouls from either squad in the first half. As Chuck said, they are letting them play here. Plyman's free throw attempt rolls out. So the score stays 26-20 in favor of Botkins. New Bremen works it quickly back down to its end and goes to work. Bussy with it. He throws it over to Bergman. Bergman, right side, dribbles in, then throws it back out to Holman. Holman dribbles in and has the ball knocked away by Meyer. And wow. Carter Plyman is in front of it. He's able to grab the loose ball. He throws it back across the court, and there, getting a shot inside, is Elijah Stewart, who gets the shot to fall off the glass. So the first basket of the second half was by New Bremen, but it's been all Botkins since then. They have now pushed their four-point half halftime lead to 8 points, 28-20. here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Botkins on top of New Bremen 28-20. The Trojans have scored the last 6 points. That forced New Bremen to take a timeout. And New Bremen's taking it back in now. We'll go to work and trying to find an answer to this run.
It has a 17-point swing from the 11-2 start.
5-12 and counting up to the third quarter as the Cardinals go to work. And there on the left wing, firing up a three and getting it to fall. Nothing but net is Nick Alleg. So they find an answer and make it a 5-point game again. 28-23 Botkins lead. Just under 5 to play in the third. Meyer has it now for the Trojans. Back on their end, left wing. He goes back to Wendell. Wendell throws a pass to Carter Plyman. It was nearly taken away by David Holman. But he fell out of... No, he got it, Chuck?
He threw it off Plyman's foot.
I completely missed that. I thought that was off Holman. I thought he took it out with him, but it's off of Plyman's foot, and New Bremen's going to get it there.
Yeah, nice play, actually, defensively.
They'll try to make this even closer here as they go back to work on their end. With it inside is Rindler. Rindler turns, fires a pass back out to Alleg. Alleg, left corner, goes to the top of the key to Holman. Holman goes to a short pass to Bergman, who throws a pass over to Holman. Holman goes inside, goes back out now. With it, left wing is Bussey. Bussey goes back to the top of the key to Bergman, and New Bremen resets. With it now on the left corner is Bussey. Bussey goes to Holman. Holman with it, dribbles and throws a pass over to Bergman, who fires up a three from the right wing. It falls. Nothing but net. Just like that, it's a 2-point game. Two consecutive threes for New Bremen have cut this gap down to 28-26. 3:45 and counting now left in this third quarter. Botkins with it on its end. Meyer has it on the right wing. He fires up a long three. Off the rim, no good. Ball goes out of bounds after the shot. It will be New Bremen ball. Well, Chuck, we saw New Bremen hit some threes last week in a tight one against Rushi. They're able to get two critical ones there to get back in this game after Botkins had pushed it to an 8-point advantage.
Well, they have so many weapons. I mean, it's just not the Bussey show. They've got all kinds of kids that can score.
And the Cardinals go back to work now. Rindler, top of the key with it. He throws it over in the left wing to Bussey. Bussey goes back to Bergman. Bergman throws it off to Holman. Holman, right side, dribbling with it, being guarded by Meyer. He goes inside, puts up a shot. No good, but he was fouled by Meyer. So Holman will go to the free throw line. Oh, 28-26 lead for Botkins over New Bremen, pending these two free throws by David Holman. Holman dribbles at the free throw line. First shot is up. It is no good. Second one is coming up. On the year, Holman's shooting 48% from the line.
I was going to say, for a kid that scores well, his free throw is horrible. The form is horrible.
His second attempt is up. Looked better, Chuck, but rims out. Bodkins gets the rebound, and the Trojans go back to work on their end. With it is Meyer on the right wing, throws a bounce pass inside to Jacob Plyman, who puts up a shot and gets it to fall. That was amazing there, Chuck. Plyman was bobbling, trying to keep a hold of the ball, was able to, and then puts up a shot that rattles around and falls down. He was fouled, so he's going to the line now for the opportunity for a three-point play. Just tremendous athleticism.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was very, I don't know how he caught the pass, let alone made the basket.
Holtman picked up the foul for New Bremen. Plyman's free throw goes through, nothing but net, and that three-point play pushes Bakken's lead over New Bremen to 31-26 with 2:50 and counting left in the third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. New Bremen back on its end now. Alec throws it to Tiemann. Tiemann, right corner, dribbles back around. Throws it off near half court to Alec, who now dribbles up on the right side. He throws a bounce pass inside to Rindler. Rindler goes back out to Bergman. Bergman goes inside, puts up a shot. No good. They fight for the rebound. Carter Plyman comes away with it. He throws a pass to Meyer. And Meyer now working it across half court. Meyer on the right wing. Dribbles around to the top of the key and throws a dart inside to Jacob Plyman. We have a foul called as a New Bremen player came over trying to intercept it, and he got Plyman there. Plyman goes to the ground.
These are real fans. He got hammered, and they're yelling for a held ball. I don't think your elbow, if you grab somebody by the elbow, it's not a held ball.
Tiemann picks up the foul there.
Carter Plyman's coming out. I'm not sure.
It looks like, yeah, maybe some blood on the hand or something, or he's looking at his right hand there.
It's his right pinky. That's a real valuable finger for shooting the basketball.
Yes, that is. Bakken's inbounds it to Meyer. He puts up a three from the right wing. No good. New Bremen grabs the rebound. Just under two to play in the third quarter. Bakken's on top of the Cardinals, 31-26. Tiemann with it left side. He goes over to the top of the key, and he finds Bussy. Bussy with it now. Right wing goes over in the corner to Alec. Alec goes over to Tiemann. Tiemann goes inside, puts up a shot. No good. Ripping it away there is Elijah Stewart inside. Stewart.
Good defense.
Yes. Stewart gives it to Meyer. Meyer goes across half court. Meyer right wing with it, dribbling. He goes over into the corner to Plyman, who dribbles inside, puts up a shot, no good. Stewart rebound, back out to Wendell, three, left wing, nothing but net. 34-26 lead for Bodkins over New Bremen. The Trojans have pushed it back to eight. Back on New Bremen's end with it is Bergman. He puts up a three, right wing, nothing but net. 34-29 lead for Bodkins over New Bremen now after that three. Nice shot by Bergman. Meyer with it. He goes up for a three. Off the rim. No good. Fighting for the rebound inside is Stewart. But he can't come up with it. New Bremen gets it. Works it back down to its end. Bussy puts up a three from the left wing. No good. Stewart with this rebound. He comes away with it this time. He throws it to Meyer, and Meyer now working it across half court. 25 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. 34-29 lead for Bodkins. Jacob Plyman dribbling with it. 12 seconds and counting. Plyman goes inside, goes back to Meyer. Meyer back out, right side, dribbling with it, goes inside, spinning, throws it to Jacob Plyman. Plyman back out to Wendell, top of the key, three, way outside, gets it to fall. Wow, Chuck, just when it looked like Bakken's was in trouble there at finding a shot, they somehow get it to Wendell. And what a beautiful nothing but net shot to put Bakken's ahead 37-29 at the end of the third quarter. Meyer's Tavern is a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who visit us from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Bodkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu, and you can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast begins at 6 a.m. The omelets are popular starters. Terrific strip loin steak dinners are only $14.50. We are proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Myers at 303 North Main in Bodkins. We bet you won't find any better. Bodkins ahead of New Bremen, 37-29 at the start of this third quarter. And man, we've seen a lot of great three-pointers in this game, Chuck, from both of these squads, but that one by Wendell right before the buzzer there at the end of the third quarter is close to the best one, if not the best one.
Yeah, it was the deepest one, I'll tell you that.
And Bodkins gets the ball to start here in the fourth quarter, and we go back to work. They are up by 8 again, 37-29. It's the highest they've led all game, although they've led by 8 two previous times. Carter Ployman had it. He drove inside, put up a shot. It was no good, but New Bremen fouled him, and Carter Ployman goes to the free throw line.
He is too good to not finish that. When he got the bump that time, you saw his eyes leave the rim, and that's when you missed that little short shot.
But he'll get a chance for two free throws after the miss. First shot is up. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Carter Plyman on the year is shooting 60% from the free throw line. Mentioned that earlier. And what's incredible to me, Chuck, is looking at he shoots 50% from the floor. Of course, Jacob Plyman shooting 60% from the floor.
Yeah.
But Carter Plyman plays outside a little bit more than Jacob does. Not that Jacob doesn't go out. Carter misses the second free throw attempt. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be New Bremen ball.
That little finger seems to be by. He took the piece of tape off and threw it away after the first miss. Didn't help on the second one.
You see some athletic families, some athletic siblings that play at the same time in sports all across Shelby County Athletic League land and Mac land, but Carter and Jacob Plyman, Chuck, they got to be two of the best brothers, especially playing concurrently as well.
Finding
a basket on the New Bremen end in the paint is Bergman. Shot off the glass, and that cuts the gap to 37-31. 7:07 and counting now left in the fourth quarter. Bodkins goes back to work on its end. New Bremen's done a good job at answering these runs, but they have not led since the first quarter. Tied it once in the second quarter. Came within two early in the third. Bodkins working it around its arc. Jacob Plyman gets a bounce pass from Wendell now. He's working it inside, puts a shot up from mid-range. No good, but he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. That was Holman picking up the foul for New Bremen. Corey Stevens doesn't like that call for New Bremen.
No, the New Bremen student section didn't care much for it, but Jaden Wendell was clapping over at the student section. So this is my idea of good basketball. My goodness, they're bricking free throws. They are 5 for 12 now from the free throw line.
Yes, and as Chuck just described there, that first one, no good by Jacob Lyman. Second one coming up. Shots up. Nothing but net that time. 38-31. Bodkins on top of New Bremen at 6:43 and counting left in the fourth quarter. New Bremen goes back to work on its end. Holman has it top of the key. He goes inside. Ball's knocked loose. Whistle sounds off of Carter Plyman. It will stay with New Bremen.
They both had their touch in the ball, but Plyman was standing out of bounds.
Bergman throws the inbounds pass to Bussey at the top of the key. Bussey throws a pass over back to Bergman, and we have a whistle blown. Bergman was going inside, trying to put up a shot. And a foul was called against...
Who did
that was Elijah Stewart picked that one up. Okay, so Stewart picks it up. That's his first foul. And Bergman goes to the free throw line. First free throw, nothing but net. Second one coming up. Clock stopped with 6:27 left in this second quarter. Bergman's second free throw is up and through, nothing but net. He's shooting 57% from the free throw line this year. Those two were very nice shots, and it's made it a 38-33 lead. That is 38-33. 6:15 and counting now left in the fourth quarter as Bakkens goes back to work on its end. Jacob Hyman has a shot blocked inside. New Bremen comes away with the rebound. And quickly races back down the court. Bussey with a layup attempt. No good. Jacob Plyman with the rebound. He throws it up to Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman takes it across half court. He has it at the top of the key. And dribbles back outside. Now stepping up. He goes inside. Shot off the glass. It rolls through. Carter Plyman's basket there gives Bakkens a 40-33 lead, 5:40 and counting left in the fourth.
This is about when he took the game over Tuesday night.
Holman has it, nearly lost it, but regained control, and New Bremen coach Corey Stevens calls a timeout while it's happening. Yes, it was, absolutely. We'll stay here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Bakkens. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccinations from 2 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. A take-home test for coronavirus is available for $32. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed from 1 to 2, and open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. You are listening to today's game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports, and you're listening to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Coming out of that timeout for New Bremen, Bergman fires up a long three top of the key. No good. Bakkens rebound. They work it down quickly to Wendell, who gets a three from the right corner. Nothing but net.
That is his fourth three of the game. The kid's shooting the ball really well.
43-33. That three pushes Bakkens' lead. It's the Trojans' biggest of the game. Another tremendous three by Wendell. Holman trying to find something on New Bremen's end, but he has the ball taken away from him as he was driving along the baseline. And the Trojans have it up by 10. 4:45 and counting left in the fourth. They'll try to extend this lead even further. Carter Plyman goes inside, puts up a shot, no good. There for the rebound and put back inside is Stewart. 12-point lead now for the Trojans. And New Bremen with it on its end. Bergman yelling instructions. The Cardinals will try to come up with something here quick. Holman, top of the key, hands it off to Alec. Alec goes over to Bussey. Bussey goes to Holman. Holman, right wing. Throws it cross court to Alec. Alec with it, left side, goes to Bussey. He dribbles inside. Then goes back outside to Alec. Alec, bounce pass back to Bussey. Bussey with it, turning, throws a pass over to Rendler. Rendler goes inside, then over to Holman. Holman, Rindrage jumper is no good. Carter Plyman comes away with the rebound.
Good defense, but it's a good team defense by that time by the Trojans.
Absolutely was. A ton of passes there by New Bremen, Chuck. They couldn't find anything. A whistle after New Bremen, after Bakkens got it across half court. Foul on New Bremen. Picking up that foul is Alec. That's just his first. Six team fouls here in this second half for the Cardinals. Just two by Bakkens. So Bakkens could be going to the free throw line here a lot if New Bremen keeps fouling. Carter Plyman with it after the Trojans work it back in bounds. Wendell has it now. Dribbling around, throws it to Carter Plyman. Plyman dribbles inside from the left side, but it's taken away. They're taking it away. It's Bussey. He goes the length of the floor, puts up a shot. No good, but he's fouled as he shot. He'll go to the free throw line after Jamison Meyer picked up the foul.
Bussey has not made a basket, a field goal in the game. He's got one free throw so far.
Bakkens on top, 45-33, pending these free throws. Bussey's first attempt is no good. Second one is coming up. Chuck, I wonder if we're bad luck for him. He didn't have a hot showing at Rushi last weekend when we saw the Cardinals win that one either.
No. They're 4-9 from the free throw line. They're living off the three.
Make that 5 of 10 as Bussey is able to get the second one. 45-34, that makes it. But as Chuck said, New Bremen not finding anything inside. And that's been a problem, and it has allowed Botkins to take an 11-point lead. The Trojans worked it back down to their end, but New Bremen was able to intercept the pass, and Botkins quickly picked up a foul there. It was Carter Plyman with the foul. And New Bremen's now going to take it in from in front of the scorer's table.
I like the game plan that that Botkins' coaching staff have come up with tonight for what they want to do against them.
Bussey puts up a shot inside, no good. Jacob Plyman's there for the rebound. And Botkins races back down to its end. Jamison Meyer with it now. Dribbling right side, throws it over to Carter Plyman, and Botkins coach Phil Groves calls a 30-second timeout. We'll step away here too. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
I'm Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee. Botkins on top of New Bremen 45-34 here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Botkins takes it back in after that timeout. Meyer with it now. He throws it to Wendell. Wendell back out near half court. Dribbles up. Goes to the top of the key. He's turning. Has the ball knocked loose. Is able to regain it. Dribbles right side now and hands it off to Meyer. Meyer. And we have a whistle blown. It's another timeout. A full timeout.
Yeah, about to go timeout again because they got into a trap area over there. They were in trouble.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been number one most valued in the area. Barker Insurance can customize for you an auto, home, life, or business insurance program. They represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Botkins taking it out after their second timeout here in a short span. 2:23 left in the fourth quarter. The Trojans on top of New Bremen, 45-34. What a play! They work on the inbounds. Carter Plyman, a pass right to Jacob Plyman. He was wide open underneath the basket and throws down a two-handed slam.
Then he hung on the rim and they teed him up.
Yes, exactly right. Botkins takes a 47-34 lead after that technical foul. Jacob Plyman not happy, but it was a tremendous thunderous dunk that brought the Botkins faithful here to their feet.
Yeah, it was a terrific dunk, but then that second pull-up he did, they're going to
yes,
call that every time.
That they do.
So now those two free throws negated what he just did, and now New Bremen gets the basketball.
Trevor Bergman hit both of those for New Bremen.
Yeah, he's 4-4. He's got 11, 15 points. He's having a nice game.
He is, and beautiful free throw shooting here tonight. 47-36, as Chuck said, those free throws negate the dunk. 2:19 and counting now as New Bremen takes it in after that technical foul. Tiemann has it on the right wing. He goes to Holman and puts up a three from the top of the key. Nothing but net. 47-39 now. 5-point swing in a hurry, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
That keeps New Bremen in it. Bonkins has it. Carter Plyman nearly lost it. He regains it close to Bonkins' bench. We have a whistle blown. Did Bonkins coach Phil Groves have to spend another timeout?
Yes, he did.
Spends a 30-second timeout, and we'll stay right here. Again, with 1:52 left in the fourth quarter, 47-39 lead for Bonkins over New Bremen. Steven, Tez, and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. They sell, service, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steven, Tez Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. 419-628-2645. Steven Tads, your local Linux dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steventedservices.com. Bonkins takes it in after having to spend another timeout here. They're on top by 8. Jameson Meyer has the inbounds pass taken away. There with the steal is Bergman. He goes up for a shot. No good. And he was fouled as he shot by Meyer. He'll go to the free throw line. So Bonkins took it in from past half court, threw it to Meyer, who was back on New Bremen's side of the court. And there with a nice steal, Chuck, is Bergman.
Well, they've had to call three timeouts because they were in trouble that time. I mean, they're getting close to not being able to call another one. And they turned it over again.
Bergman continues his great free throw shooting, makes the first, second one coming up. Bergman dribbles. The shot is up. It's through. Nothing but net. 47-41. New Bremen has cut into this gap. That is 7 straight points the Cardinals have scored. After that, Jacob Plyman dunk. Bonkins gets it across half court. With 1:38 and counting, we have a whistle blown. New Bremen fouls. Picking up the foul is Trevor Bergman. That is the 7th team foul now for Bonkins. So the Trojans heading to the free throw line. Carter Plyman is the one who was fouled.
Carter Spee's 1-for-4 from the line tonight. He needs to make at least one of these.
1-and-1 coming up. Carter Plyman dribbles. Here's the shot. Off the front of the rim, no good. There's Bussey for the rebound. He throws it up the court to Bergman. Bergman races inside, spins, puts up a jumper, no good. Holman gets the rebound, races up the court, goes inside, loses the ball. Carter Plyman was guarding him. Coming away with it is Wendell, who was trailing. We have a jump ball called, and it favors New Bremen. So the Cardinals are going to get yet another chance here, Chuck. They're lucky that wasn't a clean takeaway there. Luckily, they had a teammate that was able to go over and grab a hold of it.
Well, Bonkins is letting them stay in the game by missing free throws.
New Bremen takes it in. Bussey nearly stepped out of bounds trying to get the inbounds pass. They work it over to Alec, who fires up a three. No good, but as you can hear the crowd celebrating in the background, there for the rebound and putback was Alec. Excuse me, that was Tiemann who threw the initial pass,
right,
or put up the initial shot.
Yep, then Alec got the rebound and a nice reverse, and they got the timeout called. Down to 4. And boy, you want to talk about if they lose this game, all you have to do is look at all the missed free front end of 2 1-and-1s, the missed 2 straights down there. Jacob Plyman was 1-for-2 at one point. They're just not shooting free throws at all.
So 47-43, Bonkins clinging to a lead. New Bremen has scored the last 9 points now, Chuck. Amazing. You talked about there when Bonkins initially scored their last basket to take their biggest lead of the game. That was a Jacob Plyman dunk. You talked about how he picked up the technical foul. A clean, easy call there because he does the second pump.
Changed the momentum.
It absolutely did.
And you can't blame the kid. He's, you know, I never dunked in a game, so I don't know what it feels like. But, you know, you go up, you dunk, you made a great play, the crowd's going crazy, the adrenaline's going. I understand it, but you just got to think.
So 4-point game now, but luckily for Bodkins, New Bremen has 8 fouls, and the Trojans will have an opportunity to secure it here. Bodkins throws the inbounds pass. Stewart had it. He's fouled. Picking up that foul, I believe, is a player off the bench. Okay, that is Dylan Baumbauer picking that one up. Must have brought him in especially for that. They're pulling him out right now, as a matter of fact.
He came in to foul. Is that Herzog or is that
Oh, correct.
Stewart.
That is Herzog. That is Herzog.
All right.
He's in off the bench.
I couldn't see the...
He goes to the line for a 1-on-1, gets the first to fall. Second one is coming up.
Well, that was huge right there.
Haven't seen much of Herzog today, but that is a big free throw, as Chuck said. Breaks a 9-0 run by New Bremen. He gets the second one to fall, too. So that gives Bodkins a 49-43 lead. 1:03 left and counting in the fourth quarter. Holman, other side for New Bremen. 3 from the right wing. Nothing but net. 49-46. We're a one-possession game, just like that. Bodkins works it across half court. Carter Plyman had it. He threw it.
It was tipped.
Ahead of a teammate.
It was absolutely tipped away.
They are talking. The officials are talking now. Who is going to get the possession? Chuck's.
It was tipped from behind. It was obvious.
Okay. They call a jump ball, though.
Well, because they don't know. That is the correct call.
Yes.
If nobody saw it, they can't say that they saw it. They just, then that goes to a held ball situation. And it'll be Bodkins basketball.
Yes, luckily for Bodkins, they have the possession arrow right now. So,
boy, I don't understand how 3 guys could not see that obvious tip away from behind.
The Trojans take it in from under their own basket. They get it to Herzog. He's fouled with 47.8 seconds left. Picking up that foul is Baumbauer.
Now he'll be shooting 2.
As that is the 10th foul. So he goes to the line for 2. 47.8 seconds left. The clock has stopped. Bodkins on top, 49-46. Pending these free throws, shots by Herzog. First shot's up. Rattles in and out. No good. Bodkins has 6 fouls here, so that's something for them to watch for them. This New Bremen could be going to the free throw line here if they're fouled. Herzog dribbles. Puts up the second shot. It is good. That makes it a 2 possession lead for Bodkins. 50-46. 47.8 seconds left. New Bremen back on its end. Bergman has it. The Cardinals work it to Holman. Holman dribbles inside, nearly loses it. There's a scrum, but they're able to get it back out to Bergman. Bergman goes back to Thiemann. Thiemann goes inside, puts up a shot. No good, but he is fouled. He'll go to the line for 2 shots. Picking up that foul is Carter Plyman. That is Carter Plyman's 4th. And again, that was now Bakken's 7th team foul. We'll have to watch fouling here the rest of the way themselves.
Oh.
First free throw attempt by Thiemann. Rattles in and out. Second one coming up. 33.7 seconds left. Bodkins on top of New Bremen, 50-46. The Cardinals can make it a one-possession game again. Thiemann's second free throw, nothing but net. And it is indeed a one-possession game, 50-47 with 33.7 seconds left. We're going to pause for a brief break. Oh, I thought there was a timeout call, Chuck.
No, they're just trying to get the ball in.
We have a whistle blown now, and it's a foul. It goes against New Bremen. So before the Trojans can even get the ball in, they foul. Picking up that foul is Bergman. And walking back down to take 2 free throws is Carter Plyman.
Carter has missed the front end of the last 2 1-on-1s. This is a 2-shot foul. He needs to make at least 1 of them.
Weinman dribbles. First shot is up through. Nothing but net. Second one coming up. That first free throw makes it a two-possession game again. 51-47. Clock still at 33.7 seconds left. As again, that last foul came before Botkins even got it inbounds. Weinman's second free throw is up. Through. Nothing but net. 52-47. New Bremen rolls it. Now picking it up is Thiemann. Thiemann gets it across half court. Throws it over to Bergman, who puts up a long three. Oh, my Lord, it bounced back in. How in the world did that happen, Chuck?
I'm not sure.
52-50, that makes it. Bergman's three from way out hit off the front of the rim and somehow bounced back in. I thought for sure it was going to go out the opposite direction, but it goes up and in to make it a two-point game, 52-50. Clock stops at 16.4 seconds left as, of course, New Bremen makes an immediate foul after the three. Jamison Meyer picked it up for Botkin, so they walk back down to that end. Meyer's first free throw is up and through, nothing but net. Second one coming up. Three-point game now, pending Meyer's second free throw attempt. Meyer's second free throw is up and through, nothing but net. Four-point game again, 54-50. 16 seconds left as New Bremen gets it across half court. Thiemann throws it over. Long three from way outside on the left side by Bergman. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Botkin's ball. 8.1 seconds left. Weinman gets it into Meyer, and he is fouled immediately by Bergman with 6.8 seconds left, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Again, it's the little things, but they brought Meyer down to get him the ball because they know they're going to foul. You don't have a better free throw shooter on the team than Jamison Meyer.
He gets a shot at another two free throws here. Shooting 84% from the free throw line this season. 54-50 Botkins lead. Meyer with the opportunity to extend it and effectively seal it with 6.8 seconds left. First free throw is no good. Second one's coming up. Meyer at the line, dribbles. The shot is up. Through, nothing but net. 5-point game now. 55-50, 6.8 seconds left. And the inbounds pass by New Bremen is intercepted by Jaden Wendell. Almost looked like they were throwing it right to Wendell. He is fouled immediately, and he'll go to the free throw line. So by the end of this game, it's going to look like not that close of a score. It could be 6 or 7 points here, but it was extremely close.
Looks like Ryan Tannehill trying to throw a pass there.
Wendell misses the first free throw attempt. Second one is coming up. And New Bremen was able to get it back within two after trailing by double digits there at one point in this fourth quarter. Second free throw, no good either. New Bremen works it down. Thiemann puts up a heaving three-pointer at the buzzer. No good, out of bounds. Buzzer sounds, and that ends it. 55-50. Botkins beats New Bremen. We're going to have a two-minute radio station break coming up. A two-minute radio station break coming up here in a second on scoresbroadcast.com. 55-50. Botkins beats New Bremen in a thriller. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
You're
number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Welcome back to Bakken's Coliseum. The Trojans victorious over New Bremen 55-50. You're listening to today's game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And you're listening to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. And we thank you very much to these radio station sponsors on WMVR, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Tonight's anchor underwriting sponsors on Scores Broadcast are American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006-2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, Ed in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage in Shelby County. And our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New sponsors in the last several months here on Scores Broadcast include the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay with an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victor's Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorshealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. And the cell phone shop in Harshman Plaza on Harshman Road, which is south of Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. Additional underwriting sponsors on Scores Broadcast include Brookins in Fort Laramie. There's no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Reese Myring and Company CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Laramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Regal Trophy and Awards on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie. We will keep you moving forward. And these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the Gem of Rushi. New address, 537 East Main in Rushi. A 55-50 victory over Fort Botkins over New Bremen here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. That was, what, Chuck, a 12-point game? I believe when Plyman hit that dunk.
Yep.
And New Bremen able to come within two.
Yeah, they got the momentum going and got it back rolling. And I'll tell you what, Trevor Bergman had a heck of a game. He had four threes. He was 6 for 6 from the free throw line, all in the fourth quarter, scored 20 points. He is Mike Clancy's player of the game for New Bremen. And on the other side, they got 17 points from Jacob Plyman, 14 from Jamison Meyer, and 12 from Jaden Wendell. I want to go with Jaden Wendell as my player of the game because all the other ones have already won it this year and they're going to win it again. And I thought his threes tonight were incredibly important, especially the one he hit late there in the fourth quarter.
Trevor Bergman and Jaden Wendell, your Clancy's stars of the game tonight. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
A 55-50 victory for Botkins over New Bremen here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and 105.5 WMVR TAM FM. It ends a week of tremendous broadcast here on Scores, and really since last Saturday, starting with that New Bremen at Rushi game, there have just been a ton of games that both Chuck and I have had, and Jack and Chuck have had as well. And an interesting one here tonight, 11-2 lead New Bremen got out to before Botkin stormed back and controlled it all the way until New Bremen rattled off 9 straight points in the in the fourth quarter to cut into it and make it a three-point game. New Bremen eventually came as close as two, but Bakken's able to seal it from the free throw line and win 55-50. With the victory, Bakken's improves to 15-1 overall this season, while New Bremen falls to 12-3. Chuck, again, we've seen Bakken's and New Bremen a lot over the last 2 weeks, and tonight, seeing them go head-to-head, you see why these two are just fantastic basketball teams with such good records.
You are not going to sit at your tournament draw and go, boy, I sure hope I get New Bremen or Bakken's.
They're both
really good basketball teams.
That wraps up our broadcast here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. We thank Derek back at WMVR for manning the board. And for Chuck, I am Brian Billing, reminding you one final time, Bakken's 55, New Bremen 50, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.